listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Ian, been a while. How you been, my friend?
Zach, man, I've been good. Been eating too much food. Got to get back in shape, getting back in the gym.
You know what? These last 2 weeks, they're great, but they really suck. You're 100% right, because you eat so much after Thanksgiving, or during Thanksgiving, then you have all these leftovers, so it kills you for another week.
I know, man. You be putting them back, and then you just add more weight. Trust me, I know how it is. I got to get back in
the gym. Ian Williams here with us. So the 49ers, Jimmy G is now not out for the season. There's an outside chance he could return as early as the divisional round. Just what's your thoughts here on the 49ers as they, for the interim, turn to Brock Purdy?
Well, I thought Brock Purdy looked pretty good out there on Sunday. I mean, considering that they're playing against one of the top teams in the AFC, and then for him to be able to come into the situation that he came into and still look poised and look like a seasoned quarterback tells me a lot about himself, his film study, and then his preparation going into the game, and then also Kyle Shanahan's plan once Jimmy G did go down, because obviously you're not going to throw – or call the same game plan with your third-string quarterback out there. You're going to kind of call it more vanilla. But with how the defense played and showed up against one of the top performers in the AFC, I feel like with that performance on that side and then offensively, Brock Purdy just doesn't mess it up. He has the weapons to be able to do what the 49ers think that he can do, and it's get him to the playoffs. And if Jimmy G is ready by that time, you know, I've been on Twitter. You know, you got fans saying they want him to play, and then you got others, you know, we don't want him to play. I'm kind of on the side. If Brock Purdy gets you to the divisional or the Super Bowl, I think you let the young kid roll and see how he does to start the game off. And then if there's any types of jitters, then you put Jimmy Garoppolo in. But at this point, he's coming off a serious ankle injury. Thankful that he doesn't have to have surgery or anything like that. But you're throwing him out there in the most crucial time of the season where – you're playing best on best. You're not playing against the Houston Texans or a team that's won two games and they don't know what their identity is. You're playing against the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship or one of the top AFC teams where you played the Chiefs a few weeks ago and it didn't look good out there. So you're throwing Jimmy G, a quarterback out there, coming off an ankle injury out there. So it could get hectic, but if they get that point, I'll still be talking. I'll be excited that we at least got to that point.
I feel like I've changed my answer 9,000 times when it comes to who's going to be the 49ers quarterback next year. Do you think there's a shot it's going to be Jimmy G next year, even with the investment that they made on Trey Lance with giving up all those picks to get him?
I think Trey is going to need another year. This year was supposed to be his growth year, and then that if Jimmy G was going to play, it was going to be in certain instances where Kyle Shanahan feels at this point we need Jimmy G to go in here and win because we can't waste the defense that we have. So, Trey, we're going to start the game off with you. We're going to use you in certain packages, but Jimmy G is going to be our guy to really lead us to the Super Bowl. And I feel like it would have turned into that kind of thing by midseason. But as of right now, Jimmy G is the best quarterback for this team to be able to get to the Super Bowl. Yes, you would have loved to have Trey out there and learn and get to, you know, roll with the punches with the defense and the offensive weapons, but Trey might not be where he needs to be by year three. It may be another year or two before he gets back, feels comfortable off the ankle, and then gets back into the offense and gets more involved. But if Jimmy G is back next year, I think that's the best thing for the Niners. Obviously, having a backup quarterback is very crucial because you never know when a quarterback is going to go down. If you can have a backup veteran who has played time and time again and got you to the playoffs, got you to big moments, it'd be good to have that guy on the bench too. So it's going to be an interesting decision to see what they do with all three quarterbacks, especially if Brock Purdy, you know, does get them deep into the postseason.
Well, I'll give you my prediction. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to leave at the end of this year. I don't know how sold they are on Trey Lance. If you need a guy to come in for a year or two, that Tom Brady guy is going to be available, and you know he wants to play for the 49ers. I think Brady's going to be playing for the Niners next year.
It's very possible. I feel like, because I'm covering Tampa and Miami and Jacksonville out here in CBS Orlando, but, you know, with the type of offense and team that Tom Brady has, I think, you know, he kind of jumps and, you know, he left the Patriots right when they were starting to have their decline on playmakers, and I feel like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be on that decline also because, you know, they haven't looked well these past few months playing under him. And then the type of weapons that he has out there, Julio Jones and Mike Evans, great players, but they are on the back end of their careers where coming to San Francisco, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Trent Williams, the best left tackle in the game, you have all these guys pretty much in their prime. So you can definitely see TB12 out here in San Francisco Bay Area sometime next year.
Ian Williams here with us. Let's get to some of the teams that you're also covering these days. The Miami Dolphins, I know they've had a wonderful season so far up until last week. Every game two has started and completed. They have won, but last week it was a little bit of a discouraging effort. I know Tua got banged up as well. Just what have you been seeing out of Tua Tagovailoa this year?
Well, I've been seeing a lot, you know, just coming from last year and his development from Alabama to where he's been with the Dolphins and just trying to get better every year with the consistency, not turning the football over. And I feel like this year, especially with the playmakers, you add Tyreek Hill, you have Jaylen Waddle, and you add other playmakers, and then you add Coach McDaniel with his type of system trying to get the ball down the field and threaten the defense, is working in his favor. And I feel like, you know, we've seen that week in and week out, which is why we expected, you know, this game to be such a high-scoring game on Sunday. We didn't expect for Tua to go out there and look timid and overthrow the football or, you know, have errant plays where he hasn't shown that in these previous weeks, which is why the Miami Dolphins are one of the top teams in the AFC. So it was really uncommon for him to look that way, but, you know, this is what the top defense in the NFL can make you do. You know, you're talking about Fred Warner, you know, where he gets an interception, you know, is it any other linebacker that drops that far into cover two or cover three? No, it's just maybe it's the pressure of the Niners front four getting to him and him having to fit the ball into smaller windows. You know, this is what happens when you play against a top defense and you're not playing against the Houston Texans the week before.
You think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
I think it's a possibility. I think the two best teams in the NFL, in the NFC right now, are the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. The only thing that worries me is San Francisco having to go to Philly and having to play Jalen Hurts in that defensive line in Philly. I feel like if Purdy is playing, having to go on the road is going to vote really bad for us. But I feel like if we can get Philly at home, we can definitely beat them. You got to remember, this is the same team that got to the NFC Championship last year. And the only reason we lost was because Jaquaski dropped the pick. It's the same team should have went to the Super Bowl and won it. So give this team some respect. They can definitely get back.
Yeah, just with the uncertainty at the quarterback, Ian, it concerns me. It makes me feel like that window has now kind of closed just for this year. Because even if Jimmy G comes back, what can you expect out of him? And there's been some questions still if Jimmy G can win the big one.
Well, yeah, that's the thing where the questions are going to be there, where you're going to have an immobile quarterback out there against Fletcher Cox and some of the pass rush of the Philadelphia Eagles. So throwing a quarterback out there who hasn't played in nearly 2 months, coming off an ankle injury where we all saw the pictures of how he was twisted. I know how bad an ankle injury can be because I've gone through it. Obviously, it's not that significant as mine, but I know how difficult it is to come off of that, especially if it being in a divisional or the Super Bowl, playing against the best team in the opposite division or opposite conference is going to be difficult. But I feel like the playmakers that he has right now, if he does or whoever the quarterback is for the Niners, they can definitely win this thing. And if Jimmy is there, obviously, you know, Kyle's going to be able to develop a game plan to be able to protect him and not leave him on seven-step drops or having to go through multiple progressions to be able to get the football down the field. So, you know, expect a game plan that's tailored toward however Jimmy G is feeling or whoever the quarterback is at that time.
The Vikings got blown out by the Eagles and then also the Dallas Cowboys. But in terms of Dallas, how do you think they could possibly fare this year in the playoffs?
Man, Dallas, it's been remarkable to see how Prescott and that defense has really kind of formed themselves as one of the top teams in the NFC, where year after year after year, they have the best offensive line or best certain guys at certain positions, but they can never get over the hump of getting out of the wild card or the first game in the playoffs, where obviously something goes wrong. But I feel like this is Michael Parsons, that defense, man, I don't know what's going on with them, Zach, but they've been playing lights out. They've been shutting out teams, and they've been putting up points. CeeDee Lamb's looking like the star receiver from Oklahoma that we all expected. And I feel like, you know, this team, even though I say the two teams in the NFC that are the best are Philly and the Niners, the Cowboys are right there knocking. If they can continue to stay healthy and get healthier, you know, with Zeke and have the two tandem back with Zeke and
Tony Pollard
football, I mean, they'll be one of the top teams in the conference.
Okay, AFC, who do you trust the most between Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Buffalo?
I trust Buffalo. Buffalo and KC. I've seen KC up front and up close when I was out there for the alumni game when the 49ers played them. So I saw them on my home turf. So it's them and Buffalo. Josh Allen, you know, he's lights out this year. You know, it's just all about his injury. And is he going to be able to come back from that elbow injury that he had during the game? And is he going to be able to not turn the football over and try to do too much? Yes, we know you're a great player, Josh Allen, but don't try to be Superman and take the game over all the time. You know, you have a great cast of characters around you. Make sure you just don't mess it up. I think those two teams are the two teams to you know, keep an eye out for in the AFC.
Ian Williams, before we let you run, your former head coach and Jim Harbaugh doing a heck of a job at Michigan.
Yes, he is.
You think he's coming back to the NFL this offseason?
No, he is not coming back to the NFL. I saw him out there for the alumni game where we had the 2012 reunion when we played the Ravens, so I was able to talk to him for a little bit. He's loving Michigan. He's loving everything that he's doing. He's doing a lot for those kids. And obviously, you know, I'm going to be rooting for him for the college football playoffs. So we'll see what happens. But no, he's not going to be playing in the NFL or coaching the NFL next year.
So he made that clear to you that he has no plan on coming on back?
We didn't talk about that, but I can just tell you he's not coming back.
You got it. Ian Williams, great to catch up with you. Congratulations on the new gig in CBS Orlando. We'll be chatting with you.
Appreciate you, Zach. Niners all the way, baby.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.